WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Oh, Lord, my God. The scene is being set for the public memorial today for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. President Trump is expected to speak.
Celebrate the life of a great man today. Really a great man. He's a young man, but a great man, and we look forward to it. It really is. We want to look at it as a time of healing, a time of whatever, that something like this could have happened is not even believable.
Kirk was fatally shot during an event at a college in Utah. He was known for rallying young conservatives.
I love what he stood for, and someone that was so strong in his views and his morals and his religion, like, that's what I want to embody.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Glendale, Arizona, the setting for the service.
Local police, we're expecting 100,000 or more people to attempt to attend this memorial service. So there is the primary venue, State Farm Stadium. The hockey arena across the street is the overflow venue. That still may not be enough to give everyone who wants to attend a seat, which is why we saw people starting to line up at midnight, 7 hours before the doors open.
Security is tight. ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel and his late night show after he commented on the Republicans' response to Kirk's death. Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen tells CNN he thinks that was appropriate.
There's no excuse for making a joke. I don't care if you're a comedian or who you are, to making a joke about an assassination. There's no room for that at all. And ABC made that decision.
The move also followed what appeared to be pressure from the FCC chairman. The federal government could shut down in just 9 days if Congress fails to pass funding. Democrats accuse Republicans of failing to negotiate with them on health care. One person is in custody after a shooting during a wedding in New Hampshire. WBZ TV's Logan Hall.
We are continuing to get new information from the New Hampshire Attorney General's office. They just released the name of the man they believe is responsible for this shooting. That's 23-year-old Hunter Nadeau. That's the man they believe stormed into the Sky Meadow Country Club here in Nashua, New Hampshire at about 8 o'clock last night, opening fire on guests.
One man was killed, at least two people injured. No motive has been officially released yet. The United Kingdom takes a stand.
The United Kingdom formally recognizes the state of Palestine.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer says more than 150 countries recognize a Palestinian state. It's hoped the largely symbolic move will pressure Israel into ending its war in Gaza. Israel and the U.S. say the move rewards the Hamas militants. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Low clouds and fog giving way to a thunderstorm chance. Highs of the lower 70s, a light breeze. Tonight, showers and storms out there, mostly cloudy skies. Lows dropping back into the mid-50s. We're not done with a storm chance on Monday. Highs in the lower 70s, currently 71 degrees.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we get to know one candidate for Secretary of State, another for the state Senate District number 17. All coming up. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There's a girl, she's over there. She's wearing real tight blue jeans, almost splitting at the seams. There's a girl, she's over there. She must be heaven sent, I hope she's meant for me.
Hi, this is Mark Jansen from the Brass Express. You know, a few years ago, the boys from Baltimore recorded a medley called The Sweethearts of Polka Music. Right now, we'd like to bring you up to date just a bit with some of the latest babes of polka music.
I want a girl named Cindy from the city. I want a girl named Cindy in my life. With the sunshine in her hair, she sure looks pretty. And I want that girl named Cindy.
and I had a dance. She set my soul on fire. I've got to have her for my own, 'cause that's my heart's desire. I love Wanda, she's my partner, and I don't mean maybe. She's so fine, she's gotta be mine, she's got to be my baby.
Here comes that foxy lady, Wanda.
Tak wygląda jak laleczka, moja słodka Julcia. Tak wygląda jak laleczka, moja słodka Julcia.
She's my Juliana, my Julie, Juliana. She's a beauty, what a cutie, that's my Juliana. She's a beauty, what a cutie, that's my Juliana.
Ta dorobka, ta maluszka, ta maluszka, tańcowała. Do koluszka, tańcowała. I południe, kiedy słonko zarosodnie, zarosodnie.
She does 50 right away, and that's still in the driveway. I wish that she would slow down while we're driving through the town. She don't know her left from right. She scares everyone in sight. Oh, I don't know what to do. Stoplight's red, she goes right through. Every time she hits the brakes, it gives me a bad headache. I just can't go on no more. Someone help me out the door. You gotta have some nerves of steel with my Stella at the wheel. Who looked like a woman.
of a chance do I stand on a scale from 1 to 10? How married are you, Marianne?
Ah, take us home, Rich.
So I headed for the hills. A town called Altoona is where I met Gail. Her dad was a judge, got me 2 years in jail. I've walked all the roads from Maine to D.C. Can't get a ride after they look at me. I ain't got no money, I ain't got no shoes, but I've got me a woman and got me some booze. Oh, the seat of my pants are worn mighty thin from sitting in bars living this life of sin. Please take my advice, friend, or you're bound to lose with 100 proof women and 100 proof booze.
Mark Jansen and the Brass Express, huh? Yeah, and there's a girl. What's the name? There's a girl medley is the name of that one. So welcome to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here for the next, 50 minutes or so. Glad you could join us. Lots of good music here on the way. Speaking of some good music, we're going to take a little ride on the old 400. What do you think?
Thank you.
Yeah, the old 400 making its way to Adams, Wisconsin. Yeah, that's where that's going. Okay, let's continue here with the music of Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. Here's one of his old recordings, the Ping Pong Polka. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins and the Ping Pong Polka. Let's play another one here off of that album, huh? Last Night on the Back Porch.
Thank you. again between me and you. Ever since I saw your face, I dream of you and your embrace. So let's get together, go out on the town. We're singing and dancing, fooling around. Hold me, hug me, I want some loving with you too.
How do you do? You know, I've been wondering what's cooking between me and you. You know, ever since I saw your lovely face, I dream of you and your embrace. So let's get together, go out on the town, singing and dancing and smooching around. Hold me, hug me, I want some loving with you.
Hey, good looking polka. And with that, we're going to take a little station break right now, right here on AM 1320, WFHR, FM 97.5, and on the Civic Media Network is where we are. But we'll be right back with Tim the Polka Guy and the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. So stick around, more to come.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ah, yeah, the polka party moves right ahead here, huh? And we're going to play a tune called Four in the Morning. And this is from the Bowery Boys. Or the Bower Boys? That's it. The Bower Boys.
It's four in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on, the longer this goes on and the harder that it's gonna be. But it's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows. When I hurt her, that's the last thing that I'd want to do. She tries, but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I loved her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. It's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Last night I told her this time it's all over, making 10 times I told her goodbye. Last night we broke up, this morning I woke up, for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see. But it's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. 97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
CBS News Brief. Music ahead of the memorial for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. President Trump is expected to speak.
We're going to have a very interesting day, very tough day.
Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen supports ABC's decision to suspend Jimmy Kimmel for comments related to Kirk. The move also came after the FCC chair appeared to threaten Disney and ABC.
This is also a network that has not been friendly to this administration whatsoever. So I don't think a threat would make any difference whatsoever. They made a decision because Jimmy Kimmel said something that was extremely insensitive and a flat-out lie about the President of the United States.
Mullen on CNN, so was Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who points out an investigation was dropped over claims Trump's border czar accepted money from border agents.
We are not supposed to figure out who is best friends with the president, and if they are closely aligned with him, then just ignore things.
CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Low clouds and fog giving way to a thunderstorm chance. Highs of the lower 70s, a light breeze. Tonight, showers and storms out there, mostly cloudy skies. Lows dropping back into the mid-50s. We're not done with a storm chance on Monday. Highs in the lower 70s, currently 71 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the polka party. Oh, yeah, we have a tune going out to the Castle Rock Lake area. Mm-hmm. And I found this one here called the Castle Rock Polka. We'll call it the Castle Rock Lake Polka. Castle Rock Polka. Good tune, don't you think? I thought so, too. Hey, we have no beer today, and with the change of the lyrics, this was back when they had the gas shortage, the fake gas shortage. Yeah, they... I remember back, I'd drive around the block and go put gas in it again. You know what I mean? It just, they only gave you a couple gallons of gas that day. And I'm going, well, we'll just drive around the block. Oh, they weren't that busy, luckily. But here's no beer today.
This town one Sunday afternoon, and all I had was $1. I stopped into this bar and ordered up a beer, and you should heard the bartender holler.
What did he say?
No beer today, no beer today. You can buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday. No beer today, no beer today. You can buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday.
He said, well, let's see, we got Lone Star, PBR, Rolling Rock, Shiner Bock, Moose Jewel, Old Gold, Zubrez, Edenbach, Chevy, Edge, Coors Light, of course, you got Red Stripe, Amstel, Amsterdam, and the tall can of Kutcha, Miller Lite, Guinness, Pint, the Pine Quest, Doppelbach, Lager, take a swallow, cause it's going fast, Tisky, and a lot of line and Kugels, open up your wallet, no time to be frugal, there's 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Take one down and pass it around. 98 bottles. before we knew it, we needed another. So I told the bartender, we need more beer. So he thought for a second, said, well, let's see here. We got Rio Grande River Rock Tecate with a twist off Dos Perros, Dos Equis, root beer if you're driving. Bud Light in a nice red and white koozie. A dozen weed beers on tap if you choose. He got Heineken, Killian's, Labatt's, and Beck's. Ice cold Corona with the limes in the necks. Yingling chilling with the old Milwaukee's best. Sam Adams and Bennett, even half of the rest of them. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. People really like to drink, so before we knew it, they were out of beer. Aww. So we started with the Cuervo, Bacardi Gold, Margarita, straight tequila, Yeshin of Conspiratus. Then we wet a whistle with the single malt scotch, CC, and the jello shot. Captain Morgan poured some more than Polish cherries, Bloody Marys, Blender Bob blended up something scary. Everclear, Absolute, and Amaretto. I don't remember much, but I never will forget those 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
That is the D Street Band, with 99 bottles of beer. In pretty good tune, huh? Boy, can he rattle those names off. I would have been all tongue-tied by the time that, yeah. Oh, let's see here. Let's try, what was going to play here? Another one from their album. And there you will never find another you. Another you. That is the D Street Band. Hey, you know what? With that, we're going to take a little station break. We'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, right here on WFHR, the Civic Media Network, And where are we at here? We're at 1320 on the AM dial, FM 97.5. We'll be right back right after these tunes, or these tunes, these messages.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, so quickly our time has gone by here on the Polka Party. Got maybe about 7 minutes left, and I can probably get in maybe about three songs, I think. Yeah. And we're going to kick things off here with the old Hank Haller Orchestra from the early 60s. And this one is entitled My Wife is a Happy Polka. Keller and My Wife is Happy Polka. On that same particular album, he did a tune called Schnapps. That was his final word.
That was his final word. The angels came and took him away. Schnapps, that was his final word. The angels came and took him away. And so up he went to heaven.
Heaven.
And they served him only milk.
Milk?
When you're used to only schnapps, my friend, a glass of milk.
school.
Schnapps, that was his final word. The angels came and took him away. Schnapps, that was his final word. The angels came and took him away.
Yeah, Schnapps. Yeah, I love that. Now we're going to turn to Herb Eberle and the Kraus House Polka. And we're going to take us out of our program. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Glad you could join us today. Tell a friend that we are here every Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great week, everybody. From all of us here at WFHR, have yourself a good one. Bye-bye now.
Gestern war ich bei dem Kraushaus, im Kraushaus, im Kraushaus. Gestern war ich bei dem Kraushaus, zum sehen den neuen Bibelbuch. Lustige Musiker, der spielt jede Woche im Gasthaus überall. Und die Barbara Kraus in der schöne Hausfrau mit zwei kleinen Büblern, ein Mädel in ein Bund. So, jetzt gehen wir wieder bei dem Kraushaus, ihr Kraushaus, ihr Kraushaus. Jetzt gehen wir wieder bei dem Kraushaus und trinken ein bisschen Bier.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I'll be joined in studio by singer-songwriter Eric Jelen and UW Cinematheque's Jim Healy and I talk about Robert Redford. Let's light it up state capitol style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch.
Music greets thousands of people gathering for Charlie Kirk's memorial in Glendale, Arizona.
I wanted to come to support the ideas that Charlie Kirk had.
The conservative activist was fatally shot, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports security is tight.
There may not be room for everyone. That's why the line started very early. People coming into State Farm Stadium encountered security at a level this venue hasn't seen since it hosted a Super Bowl. Media from around the world, as well as tens of thousands of people in line going through layers of security to get inside. Among the people speaking, Vice President J.D. Vance and President Donald Trump.
Trump noting Kirk rallied young